From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. According to a declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community, Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. election, eventually deciding to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump was briefed Friday by intelligence officials. He did not endorse their view. The Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida in the southeastern United States has reopened after a lone gunman opened fire in the airport's baggage claims area. Passengers have been told to check with airlines about their flights. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
The busy airport had been closed since early Friday afternoon when a man identified as 26-year-old Esteban Santiago opened fire at the baggage claim, killing 5 people, wounding 8 more before being detained. The U.S. military says the alleged shooter served in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports are indicating he might have had health issues, mental health issues. Santiago spent 10 months in Iraq. He later joined the Army National Guard in Alaska, the largest and most remote U.S. state. He is believed to have served in the Guard there from 2014 until August of last year. This is VOA News.